history through the eyes of those who lived it. This is Hometown Heroes, proudly honoring the men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes, the program that reminds you no matter where you live in this great country of ours, no matter how big or how small your hometown might be, there are people around you who've done pretty remarkable things on our behalf, and we might never know about it unless we ask a few questions and take that time to listen. We want to honor our veterans for their service and sacrifice. We want to preserve their stories so we never forget that price that's been paid for our freedom. And as we journey down that path, we learn a lot. We're always educated, we are entertained, and often we really are inspired, almost always by members of what's been called America's greatest generation. Those men and women who served in World War II, and in spending so much time with that generation over the years, we've heard a few eye-opening things. Sometimes they'll tell us they think their parents, the ones who lived through World War I and endured the Great Depression, then raised them into the young Americans who would help win World War II, that generation before them was the greatest. Then sometimes we hear the empathy that our World War II vets have for the generation that followed them. For so many, it was their sons who signed up or were drafted to go risk their lives and sometimes sacrifice their lives in Vietnam. And we're going to take a little detour and focus on that Vietnam generation today because of an upcoming event that any Vietnam veteran listening right now is not only invited to attend for free, but heartily and sincerely encouraged to attend as well. It will be a little easier for those of you who are listening to our program today in California because this event's going to be right smack dab in the middle of the Golden State on Saturday, April 28th. It's designed to be the welcome home our Vietnam veterans never received, and it'll be in Fresno, California, in a baseball stadium that's home to the AAA Fresno Grizzlies of the Pacific Coast League. You can find links to all the information you're going to hear today at hometownheroesradio.com or on the Hometown Heroes Facebook page. But let's hear it first from the woman in whose heart this idea was hatched, Denise Baronian.
So April 28th is a day that we're going to right a wrong in our American history. We are wanting to bring our Vietnam veterans and give them an opportunity to experience that hero's welcome home that they never received when they came home from the Vietnam War.
So where does this come from? Where did this idea originate?
Actually, I'm married to a Vietnam veteran. We've been married for 31 years, and I myself don't remember a whole lot about the Vietnam War, but hearing his stories over the years and connecting with some of his friends that are also Vietnam veterans, I just started hearing this theme emerge of just being not only going through a very difficult time in the war, but it was kind of a double whammy coming home from the war and experiencing abuse here in our own country. And it just broke my heart over the years. And so this idea started that we needed to do something to make it right and give them their hero's welcome home.
Well, it's one thing to have an idea, and it's another thing to have an event like this come together. So how long have you been thinking about this, working on this, working toward what's going to happen April 28th?
So I saw a video on the internet that inspired me. It was filmed at Fort Campbell in Kentucky. And they had done it on a very small scale. I tried to think about ways to make this happen, and that kind of was in the back of my mind for about, I would say, 5 years. And then we hired a veteran recruiter here at Fresno Pacific University, and I decided to kind of pitch the idea because he knew people in the military, and I thought could perhaps get me connected. And he ran with it. He loved it. He is a veteran himself. His father was a Vietnam veteran and has since passed away. And so it's something that was really near and dear to his heart, and he connected with some amazing veteran business owners in the community, and we just got together and went from there.
So what's the latest? What's going to happen on the 28th specifically? And if people are hearing about this for the first time, how can they help you? How can they be a part of it?
Thank you for asking that. On April 28th at 4:30, we'll be bringing the veterans in. We'll be doing the Heroes Welcome Home. There'll be some speeches and bands and banners and flags, and we'll give them that initial celebration. And then there'll be a time where we will actually take the veterans out onto the baseball field prior to a Grizzlies baseball game starting. Grizzlies has partnered with us to do this event, and so we're able to tag it on to one of the baseball games. We're also going to have 144th Fighter Wing flyover. Fresno State has also donated their Bulldog Blitz all-female parachute team that's going to be coming onto the field with the POW and American flag. We've also designed a commemorative challenge coin for the Vietnam veterans that we'll be handing to them out as they enter onto the field. And we've got some additional things that are special surprises. We're going to have some kiosks set up and some great guests and speakers and vocalists and all kinds of things. So we're excited, very excited.
And how many Vietnam veterans do you think are going to be there? How many can you accommodate?
We can accommodate as many as we can get there. The stadium itself holds about 14,000. And so we have an area reserved for 1,000. If we fill that area, Grizzlies will give us another area. So we would love to fill the stadium. We have no idea yet how many are coming, but we're just opening up the invitation and just praying that people get the word out. All of us either know a Vietnam veteran or know somebody that knows a Vietnam veteran. So we just want to really encourage people to get the word out for us and help us.
So if a Vietnam veteran wants a ticket to this celebration or this game, what's it going to cost them?
So for Vietnam veterans and a guest, it will be free. So each Vietnam veteran will get 2 free tickets. In addition to any widows that have lost their spouse that was a Vietnam veteran, they too can come in for free. Everyone else, Grizzlies has given us a special price of $10. That includes the welcome home ceremony and a Grizzlies baseball game. Everything starts at 5 o'clock. The game starts at 7, and the ticket includes all of that. So there is a website they can go to get their tickets, or they can go to the Grizzlies box office. But if they go to our Facebook page at WHVVCA, or go to our website at WHVVCA.com and just click on buy tickets, it will take them directly to the portal. And veterans, type in the code veterans. And this is again for Vietnam veterans. Type in the code veterans and they'll get their 2 free tickets.
So if a Vietnam veteran's listening right now in San Diego or Monterey or San Luis Obispo or Santa Maria or even maybe out of state, they can go onto that website and get 2 free tickets.
Absolutely. All Vietnam veterans come in free. And it doesn't matter where they're coming from. They can come from anywhere in the United States and they'll get those 2 free tickets. We want to make sure that we make it easy for them to come in. This is their time to be honored, celebrated. We don't want them to have to worry about any of that.
So whether you end up with 1,000 veterans there or 10,000 Vietnam veterans there, what's the number one message that you want them to hear, or what's the experience that you hope they have that day?
I think talking to my husband really summed it up for me. He said this, even though he's a Vietnam veteran and he's proud of me for doing this and honored to be celebrated, he said this is really about those that didn't get to come home. And so we want to recognize those that come, but there are those that are that were POWs, MIAs, those that are, there's over 1,600 still unaccounted for. This is also for them, and we just want to make sure. Our theme is to honor, to heal, and to educate. And I think this opportunity is to teach those that don't know a lot about the Vietnam War, and to provide a time for our Vietnam veterans to come together for healing, and to just know that regardless of what they experienced when they came home, they're in a country now that loves them and supports them, and want to thank them for their immense sacrifice. And not only them, but their families, because they paid a huge price as well. So it's to acknowledge all of them. In order to do this, we do have a GoFundMe page that we're asking businesses and our friends to help get the word out with the GoFundMe page. And that's at GoFundMe.com and WHVVCA. It's just so that we can offer this to our veterans and not have to worry about the expense. So we're trying to get enough donations to cover that.
So if they go to the GoFundMe page and donate, they're offsetting the cost of those free tickets for Vietnam vets.
Yes. And every penny that gets donated, whether it's through a sponsorship or whether it's through GoFundMe, it goes directly into AmVets, who has partnered with us as well. So if there's any monies left over at all, one penny, it will go back to AmVets, so it stays with the veteran community to help our veterans.
And I know we would all love to see the response overcome the need and then some. And speaking of AmVets, the state director for that organization in California is Smokey Rickard. We're going to hear some of what he experienced as a fighter pilot in Vietnam. But before we get to that, Smokey, tell me why this event on April 28th is so important.
It doesn't make any difference what war, it doesn't make any difference what conflict, or even currently. When an individual leaves and goes over away from home and return, the individual is always different. He or she is never the same. And no matter how much because they're experiencing stuff that you've never been really prepared for. And when you return, your husband and wife is not the same. So I'm excited about this and being able to shake a lot of the guys' hands and the girls' hands and be able to say, welcome home and thank you for your service and thank you for your support. It meant a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to a lot of other people.
Well, and it seems especially for this generation specifically that this is an important step that needs to be taken. And I spend so much of my time talking to guys older than you, guys who served in World War II. And a lot of times when we take them back to Washington, D.C. on these honor flights, some of them are more moved by the Vietnam Wall and seeing all those names than they are by the memorial to their own generation. And they feel so badly for the Vietnam generation for what they endured when they came home, or even as they were overseas, what was happening back home. I know you experienced some of this personally, and we're going to talk about that, but just in your work with AMVETS and dealing with so many Vietnam veterans, how needed is something like this for the wounds that these men carry around on a daily basis?
You know, I think it's really, really necessary because, again, a lot of them came back. A lot of the Vietnam veterans came back. They left the service and walked away. And from there, ever since that time, they've always felt kind of a mixture of, wait a minute, I only did what was right and what I was told to do by our government. We in order to fight, that's what we were told to do. We're protecting. And now we come back, and it's kind of like we're being told to change our uniforms before you go off base or before you leave the gates. And then also seeing and hearing what was going on, people didn't see you as a military person. They see you civilian clothes. They don't understand. So there's a lot of consternation going on, and there's been a lot of consternation for many, 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 many years of fighting this. I only did what I thought I was supposed to be doing, what I was told to do, versus that's not me, and I didn't do all that stuff that they said they were doing. So I think they're just waiting for a pat on the back and somebody saying, you're okay. You did okay. You did what you were supposed to be doing, and that we're sorry that, you know, what happened to you, but you are okay, and you did great, and thank you for your service. So I think there's a lot of it. It still needs to be a finishing point of saying, welcome home. You did everything right. And thank you for serving, and thank you for coming home alive. And I think also over this period of time, I think there's so much mental anguish that the family members have went through, the wives has went through. You know, I think if there's any way that they can see their husbands to be relieved or feel a little bit different, maybe it will change how their relationship is, or maybe what has been happening in the past. Maybe they'll see something in the future that's a different person than what they have been living with. So I really think it's really, really important having something like this.
And we don't know how many veterans are going to be there, whether there's 500 or 5,000. I mean, they're hearing this right now in San Diego and on the Central Coast and in Northern California and even in other states. And all those veterans have the chance to come and be a part of this, free tickets to the ball game, of course, and this ceremony. If there's one thing you would want your fellow Vietnam veterans to hear, to understand, to go away from that event with, what would that one thing be?
Knowing that everything you did was right, and that our government should have stood up and said, welcome home, just like we're doing now. But knowing that you didn't do anything wrong. You just did what we were told to do as young kids over there in Vietnam, serving our country, doing and helping what we felt was right for our country over there, so it would never, ever come back here in the States.
Well, I also want to hear some of what you did over there in Vietnam. And after all, that's what our Hometown Heroes listeners are used to hearing on this program. But right now, it's time for our first commercial break. Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans is the event all Vietnam vets are invited to. Wherever you're listening right now, if you can make it to Fresno, California on April 28th, they're going to have two free tickets for you. Pull up that info at whvvca.com or just go to hometownheroesradio.com, and we'll be right back after this.
Remember when the bank gave you free checking and savings accounts, even making money for you when you kept your dollars there? Paul Leffler here to say I've recaptured those days, and you can too with EECU. It's not a bank, it's a nonprofit credit union that just keeps growing and growing. The newest branch is in Tulare, and nearly a quarter million EECU members represent 10 different California counties. As little as $250 in a savings account earns you dividends. And access is so easy. 30,000 ATMs, free mobile banking. And I haven't even told you what I love most about EECU, the credit credit union's support of causes up and down our area, like Central Valley Honor Flight. Nearly 1,000 veterans have gotten to see their memorials for free because of the leadership and financial support of EECU. Ready to join the team yet? Call 1-800-538-3328.